We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If there was to be a John and Tammy Super Bowl commercial, what would be in it? You are our ad exec. Pitch us your ideas. 833-287-1037, John and Tammy in the morning on KSON.
Still might be a little patchy fog here and there near the coast. Otherwise, it'll be a nice day today. Look for highs today in the 60s and 70s. So there's always a commercial making you want to buy a product, be a part of something, feel the whatever. How about John and Tammy?
So I'm looking at right now. I don't like how they ruin it now. The internet's ruined Super Bowl Sunday for me. Everybody's got their commercial already online.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to watch any of them. I want to do it on the event day. Here's what I don't understand. They spend so much money to debut it on the Super Bowl, and it's on YouTube the week before.
Right.
I just don't understand that mentality.
That's been my question this whole time.
So I understand you're going to have the Old Spice guys coming back. I want a horse. He's back.
With his son, I think.
Yes. Yeah. And he's in a towel the entire time.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Lil Nas X is doing a Doritos Old Dirt Road parody. Billy Ray's on board.
Nice.
As is Sam Elliott narrating. Mr. Peanut gets killed off. You've heard that already. Yeah. They're going to have his funeral in a commercial on the air. Some of the things, if you wanted to see MC Hammer in a Cheetos commercial, congratulations, your wish has been granted. You'll see that as well. We're asking what you want to see in a John and Tammy Super Bowl commercial. And if we can get some great ideas, we'll put a commercial together. And we've asked management to go ahead and buy ad times during the big game. They said get out of our office. So we'll probably just put it on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll do it on social media right before the start of the game, right? That'll be great.
But you can create it. Tammy walked around our office yesterday before our John and Tammy New Country Pick'n Parlor and asked some random, coworkers what they thought should be in the John and Tammy Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. If we had a commercial about John and Tammy that we would debut before the Super Bowl, or if you're not going to watch football, the Puppy Bowl, what should be in the commercial about John and Tammy that you would go, gosh, I love that commercial about them?
I know you guys off the air, so I think you guys being smart this would be fantastic.
So we just have to be smart in there somehow.
Somehow, somewhere.
Somehow. All right, awesome. Thank you. What would be in the John and Tammy Super Bowl commercial? What needs to be in there that represents John and Tammy?
Oh, man.
Just one thing.
More pizza. Yeah.
Pizza party!
I heard you talking. You're up. It's the John and Tammy commercial that we're going to debut right before the Super Bowl.
Awesome.
What should we have in our Super Bowl commercial?
More John Flint V-necks.
Okay.
I think we need more V-necks. He needs to wear more V-necks.
V-necks. More V-neck. More animal.
Can someone please explain to me why I get made fun of for wearing V-neck t-shirts? I would prefer to not have my shirt bunch up around my neck.
I don't like anything around my neck either. I get it.
Yeah, but you don't get made fun of.
Well,
everyone looks at me.
Like, chest here, I guess. I don't know.
when I wear a V-neck, do I have animal coming out of my shirt? Come on. It's not like I'm...
You are who you are. I guess women don't get it because they have cleavage, so no one's complaining about that.
No one's complaining about that. In fact, that is why the V-neck inventor should be up for a Nobel Prize. Call it an overstatement if you must.
833-287-1037. What do you want to add to this list? So we have smart, more pizza. We have V-necks. What should we add to this list in the John and Tammy commercial? What do you think must be in this?
We're going to get some good ideas down, okay? Mm-hmm. Based on you, and let's be honest, you're our ad exec. Pitch us your ideas, baby. This is Mad Men all over again without the booze and the Me Too. But here's the deal.
We could add the booze, though.
833-287-1037.
Booze could be in the commercial. I don't have a problem with that. Do you?
No.
Do I? Please. I don't even know you sometimes. 833-287-1037. We'll get some ideas together.
Yeah.
And next week, we'll go out and film this thing.
Yeah.
And again, we're trying to get it on before the big game.
Yeah.
But we're shy about $17 million. So we're probably just going to put it on Facebook right before the Super Bowl.
Facebook and Instagram. Yeah.
There you have it. 833-287-1037. You had to pitch it to us. What would you have in the John and Tammy commercial? No idea is a bad idea.
Right.
If you're not a 49ers fan or a Chiefs fan, then you're just thinking, well, I hope the game is good on Sunday. Right. And I hope the commercials are better because that's what I like to watch. Mm-hmm. So what we're thinking is a John and Tammy Super Bowl commercial. Now, we can't obviously afford, who could, airtime during the big game.
No, so we want to put something together and then debut it right before the Super Bowl on social media.
Our very own John and Tammy Super Bowl commercial. Mm-hmm. If you were in charge of it, if you were the madman, if you were the ad exec, what would your pitch be? What should be? What must be in the John and Tammy Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah.
1037 KSON. Our phone number is 833-287-1037.
Kristen, what should be, what must be in the John and Tammy commercial?
There needs to be a flag in the background for the national anthem.
Flag and national anthem.
Okay, so we'll whack them right in the feels, as they say in the ad business. Right in the feels, right off the get-go.
Yeah,
create that lump in the throat.
Great idea, Kristen.
That's right, Kristen. Thank you. Where you're going with that.
All right.
Then maybe like a, we can ride like a Pegasus.
John, we can expound on the ideas later. Now we're just getting the
ideas. Okay, I'm sorry. So I get a little ahead of myself. I get excited, Kristen. Sorry about that. Okay. Hi, John and Tammy.
How's it going? Yeah, this is Mario from Chula Vista, California.
Mario.
Hey, Mario, what needs to be in the John and Tammy commercial?
You guys, this is the first time I ever had the honor of speaking with you guys.
Oh.
Well, super cool, Mario. Thanks for calling. Nice to talk to you, too. What should be in the commercial, buddy?
Okay, check this out. I think that my miniature poodle does really good. I've been training it very well. When I sit down in a certain spot, it brings me a beer.
Okay.
Oh. You got a dog that can bring us beer. Your dog is the star of our commercial.
Dude, it happens. I'm serious. This dog is so smart. I just open the refrigerator for him, and he brings me a beer.
Mario, can you train your dog to do that while he's being filmed for our John and Tammy Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, I'm telling you, he is working really hard. He is like practically put it on the couch for me. I'm serious.
All right,
like
Mario.
Right next to me.
Well, listen.
He's the bomb.
Hang on for 1 second. We'll get your information, and producer Jess will get a hold of you, and we'll see if we can make that work next week.
Hey, if it's meant to be, it'll be.
There Mario, you go. I like where you're coming with that. Hi, Dan. What should be in the John and Tammy Super Bowl commercial?
So I got a trifecta here.
Go.
Oh, boy.
You got Neighbor Gary.
Ooh, Neighbor Gary.
Hosting Tammy's College against Julia's Juice.
Oh.
Wow, all-encompassing.
Wow.
All-encompassing. Well, we can't get Julia out here because she's back in Minnesota, but I don't think Gary's got anything going on. Who knows? It's a great idea. Hey, thanks for being a fan of the show, pal. We appreciate you.
No worries.
All right, Kimber, what should be in the John and Tammy commercial?
I think we should be like a country music rat race.
Explain what you mean by a country music rat race.
Thinking more like state fairs where they do like little pig races or but with rats.
Wait a second. Are you suggesting we put rats in this commercial?
Uh-huh.
We have to go. Hang up on Kimber. Hang up on Kimber. Kimber, horrible, horrible idea. Kimber, you're fired from the ad company. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Oh, man. Okay, then if there's no rats, there's no balloons and no clowns either.
Deal.
Okay.
No problem at all.
Okay. Puppies are fine, though.
Puppies are welcome, especially Mario's beer-bringing puppy.
Right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.